You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello. And you're very welcome to You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella, a.k.a. Aggie Dorn. That's one of her nicknames in the house.
Unconfirmed.
So we took some time off.
Yeah.
Ella had exams.
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
I'll tell my version.
Okay, you tell your version. Okay.
You had exams. Yes. You had a social life. Then we had builders in the house. Then a couple of times I was like, we do tomorrow, and then tomorrow would never happen. And then we lost the momentum, but now we're back with a bang and we've got a plan. And you even have something this week.
Yeah, so that's a real nice version of the story.
Oh my God!
But what really happened was that Emma found...
Oh my God, I know what you're going to say. And it's so untrue.
I get a little bit.
Who is going to say Emma found another podcast?
I get a little bit emotional talking about this.
Who did I ever say no to you about going to the podcast? No. You always was like, I'm going to, I'm studying.
But she actually found, she found someone else. And it's been really tough for me. And she just, and it's, she goes on a Tuesday as well. That's when we used to record.
During the day. We never recorded during the day.
She goes to like a proper studio. Just feels like it's more important.
Ella, as I told you.
Famous.
It's not more important. I told you, you're my ride or die. We will be doing this podcast till the end of time. Yes, I do have a new podcast, but it doesn't matter.
Whoa.
It's not going to be spoken about here.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, it does, but...
You guys don't even get to know the name of it.
Yeah, we're not even going to mention,
the name. Because I'll start crying.
But it is, no, it is good, but it can't be what You're Grounded is. And you should be happy because on that podcast, I talk about things that you wouldn't want me to talk about with you. Like sex.
You're Grounded.
There's no real sex.
I'm not going to listen to that podcast.
But anyway, yeah, I don't think you'd enjoy it.
Those little clips on your Instagram don't seem to be talking about that.
Well, you can't put those ones up because you get banned.
That is true, yeah.
So we keep that all sneaky, sneaky. But anyway,
you put that on the Patreon.
So, no, but the house has been in disarray.
Yes.
Because, so I've lost...
My bed has plaster in it.
Ella's bed has plaster in it. So basically what's happened is... Well, you explain... You're in the house as well.
Emma and Shane are getting a new room.
We're getting a new room. The attic is getting converted because it's like we're in a terraced house, so we're trying to find space wherever we can. Your room has been a little bit disrupted because the stairs is at an angle up to the attic, so there's kind of this box thing.
There's this box thing in the corner of my room, and whenever any drilling or anything happens, there's like holes in the box thing. So all of the deep debris just kind of falls into my... No, there's like chunks. Falls into my bed. And the builder today was like, oh, I'm sorry for wrecking your room. I was like, ah. But then I came upstairs.
There's wood chip in your bed.
There was literally like chunks of plaster. It was like on the end of my bed as well. I don't even know how it got there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to be... It's like sleeping in crumbs, but worse. Well, but hashtag grateful.
Hashtag grateful, yeah. So you'll move into our room, and I think it'll be a nicer room. And then me and Shane will go up to the attic, and then the boys will be in your room. So that'll be a bigger room for them. But then...
Musical chair of rooms, basically.
Yeah, so at the moment, me and Shane are sleeping downstairs, and it's getting challenging.
I said to Shane, I was like, I went to sit and there's plaster in my bed. And he's like, at least you have a bed.
Yeah. Well, I went out and got a mattress topper because Shay was just like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. Mm. You know, it's only kind
of... But you'd let guests sleep on it.
Well, the reality is appalling. If guests slept on that, they'd probably be drunk, first off. But now we have the mattress topper anyway, so if anyone came over, I'd give them the mattress topper. But, like, it's fine. I don't think it's affecting me sleep-wise. It's just in terms of, like, my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like a couple of times I'll go and look for something and I don't know where anything is. So yeah, the house has actually been a disarray and builders have been here at all different times or whatever. So it's just a bit whatever. But as you say, hashtag grateful, it will be all good. And I'm glad that we can get it done.
Yeah.
And it'll all be done before Christmas. So there's just been stuff like that going on. And I suppose because we are, you know, we're a grassroots level podcast. You know what I mean? We're just recording in our kitchen. And also, we're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to talk about it because Ella's like, I didn't want to talk about it in the first place. But Ella is a single Pringle. Hello. So me and Ella are hitting the town this weekend.
We're actually going to a club in tonight, aren't we?
Yeah. So anyone, if you're going to my Liberty Hall on Friday, it starts there. And then we're going to hit the town after that gig.
I'll club with all
your
fans.
And me and Ella will be on the dance floor and people will be like, are you guys sisters? And I'm like, I'm her mom.
Oh my God, is she your grandma? I'm like, no, guys. It's just my mom. She doesn't look that old. It's the lighting.
So there's been stuff going on, but we're back.
Guess who's back?
There's just been like a series of things, really, but we're back.
Yeah, guys, stop asking about it.
Yeah, no, we're back.
I know Emma's DMs flooded.
People were asking me, like, are what's they? Going on. Yeah, no, they were, yeah. And I was like, sorry. But we didn't have a podcast meeting today, but we're going to have a podcast meeting.
Are we?
Yeah, we might do it tomorrow and just set out some plans for the podcast.
Am I getting fired?
No, what we want to talk about and stuff. What do you think?
I'm getting fired.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I think we should do a podcast at the podcast meeting. Get some content.
Yeah. Come on. Get with it. So anything else that's been going on with you?
I got my ears pierced.
You did? You've got the ear piercing bug?
Yeah. Well, they were free this time.
Oh, because you went to someone who's training.
It did mean that it took about an hour to pierce my ears.
You see, that's the only thing when you do these class things. Like, mates of mine used to go to the hairdresser classes and get their hair done.
I wouldn't be getting... for some reason, something about it is like a hairdressing thing I wouldn't be going to. But an ear piercing one, which makes zero sense. Because, like, you're actually, like, you're literally, like...
Well, I suppose if an ear piercing goes wrong, you can just, like, take it out.
Yeah. It got a little bit red.
Which is nothing on the person doing it, like.
No. Well, the bar was too short.
And you were whacking a bit of chamomile tea on it, which I'd never heard.
Yeah, that's what she said to do, was to get like a chamomile tea bag and like make like a hot compress with it and put it onto your piercings.
Never heard of that.
And it worked really well. So life hack, guys.
Because back in the day, when we started getting piercing, we got them with the gun.
Mm.
There wasn't much aftercare going on. Yeah. And it was just like kind of... Yeah, it was just really luck of the draw. Mm. And I mean, you just whack a bit of soda cream on it and hope for the best. But Piercer Charlie's, isn't it? I must go back again. They're good,
yeah. My piercing just always, I was going to say inflate, that's how it's called. Just always swell. Swell ears.
They
always swell too. Like, they don't swell like a normal amount. They swell and I'm like, okay, my ear's going to eat this piercing.
Yeah, you've got chunky ears. I love when you come back from a piercing and it's like, oh, it's lovely. And then like 12 hours later, it's just like a big rugby player's ear.
Yeah, like 12 hours later. Cool. 12 hours later, it's like, I need to go back in and get a longer part. Then it's fine. It's just that like, for me, with a piercing, it's just an extra step.
I know, but your ear goes so...
This one wasn't that bad.
Chunky. It's like, I can almost hear the crunch of your ears.
This
one
wasn't that chunky. And most of the chunkiness was happening when I was in Wexford.
It's the bad air down there.
So you didn't really see much.
Oh, of course. And you were in Wexford as well.
I was, yes.
Yeah.
Wexfording it up.
With her other fam.
Yeah. Got my makeup done when I was down there.
Oh, by your sister. I was going to say, did you? I was like, what was
Six
the event?
6-year-old makeup artist in the making.
You look like you've been punched. It was just
I had green eyeshadow and green eyeshadow, purple blush, yellow lip gloss. Because you see, green and purple are my favourite colours.
Okay.
So it makes sense that they would be the blush and the... Am I boring you?
No, sorry. It was just some of those not tired yawns that just kind of exploded out of my mouth.
Yeah. So that's going to be going on with me.
When you said the makeup there, I was like, what event is it? Because like, you don't wear makeup.
No.
Well, would you? You might wear... Would you wear a bit of tinted moisturiser, would you?
No, I don't wear any makeup.
At all?
No.
Just natural.
Oh, natural. Oh, can't be buttered.
Well, I'm sure it's much better for your skin anyway. I would imagine.
Mm.
I went down to the pharmacy there. I had to get Joe an antibiotic. Oh, yeah, the boys have been sick.
The boys have been very sick.
Non-stop, actually. Yeah. That's another thing.
Yeah.
And my tooth.
Another excuse. So yeah, and Emma's my tooth has been falling out of her head.
Oh my God. That actually was really bad.
That was. I felt for you.
Because I had about a week of just like, I wouldn't say a week of agony, but it was just like, I always had like this dull pain. Mm. And then I did a gig in Galway and that day, oh my God, it was so bad. Anyway, long story short, I have to get an implant. So that's your Christmas present, Con. Anyway, it doesn't matter, it's fine. And
that's what I always wanted for Christmas. No, it's my mom to get a new tooth.
Yeah, I'm getting implants, but it's a tooth. And anyway, it's down at the pharmacy because he'd been on steroids and he's still barking like he's smoking 20 major a day.
Maybe he is.
I don't think he is. I'd smell it off him. I'd know that.
He's stealing the vape.
He's stealing the vape.
Get a few puffs in.
No. You need the technique down. The amount of people that would be pissed and ask me for a go of the vape. And I'm just like, press the button and inhale. You're just like, oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway, you're just like, all you've done is just spread your saliva in much of my vape now. And you've gotten no satisfaction. Anyway, don't share your vape with people. Hashtag COVID. Anyway, I went down to the pharmacy. We shouldn't though, really.
There's so much happened.
Oh, and I did quit the vape. But then the tooth. You see, sorry, that actually is a thing. So I quit the vape, right? And I was like, remember I was saying to you, I'm not going to like totally rule it out, but I just have to like get a handle on it because...
Yeah, treat it like a cigarette kind of thing.
Yeah, more like not like an extension of my body. But... with the tooth, I couldn't chew the Nicorette gum.
Yes.
And I like the gum because it's like a physical act. Like with the patch, you just put the patch on and that's it for the day. Whereas I like kind of the gum. Yeah. But I couldn't because I can't really chew.
It's not recommended.
It's not.
To be chomping the chewing gum.
No, I haven't been chewing any chewing gum. I've been trying to stay away from anything that's particularly chewy.
It was funny though that kind of everything around the house seemed to be chewy at that time.
I really did.
Do you want a free pastille?
And you know what? I couldn't eat before that gig, and because it was Halloween or something. I went to the gig. No, not because it was Halloween, but they had loads of sweets on the table, and it was all stuff that I would have loved. And they had like curly whirlies and stuff.
So
and I was
all, just like, all that like is chompy like, stuff.
I was like, that's kryptonite now. I can't touch that. And
you just suck on it for like an hour.
Oh my God, one of the fellas said to me, I won't name him, but he said to me, like my head was just like, you know, if you ever had a toothache or if you've ever had a really bad earache, it's the same thing. It's the same thing because a lot of the time people think they have an earache and it turns out to be a toothache. Mm. It's like, it's so closely connected. Anyway, my head is like thumping, right? Mm. And... like, I knew what it was. Yeah. I knew my tooth, it was like root canal. I knew it was like an abscess. Mm. I just knew. Like, you just know, right? And then this fella, and I was trying to be helpful, okay? won't name him, but Ian Coppinger, right? He's a comedian. He's trying to be helpful. But he says to me, because I'm trying to be social, but I'm trying to let people know I'm in immense pain here, so please fuck off out of my face. But yeah. Like, how's things with you? Yeah. How's your wife, you know? And he says to me, oh, do you know what I find is good? Do you ever floss? And I was just like, I'm actually going to headbutt you now. And he's like the same height as me. I was like, I'm going to headbutt you clean. It was like,
it's like if someone has a broken leg. Like, do you ever stretch?
You're in the throes of labour. I take two paracetamol.
Have you done any pelvic floor exercises? Oh no help.
You're pregnant. Oh, I'd use a condom. Would you? Like, no. It's like, the worst thing possible. Like, I'm in agony.
I get a bit of floss into it.
Don't open the door because the draft coming in is going to hurt my tooth and you want me to start... flossing. I've got a bit of fucking popcorn kernel stuck in my tooth. I have an abscess. Anyway,
what did you say to him?
I just said, yeah. I don't know what I said. But I was like,
I'll try it.
I was like, fuck off, you fucking dick. He's just trying to be, I just don't think he got. And obviously, I don't want to be there. Like, this is, apologies.
Yeah, because you
apologies to the listener, because this is boring. People going on about an ailment or sickness.
Yeah, because you weren't going
to
be like, I am dying.
No, you're just like, oh, so
he probably didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't. I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake, a bit of floss. Yeah, fuck off. I will string you up with floss. That's what I'll do. But so yeah, there was a few bad things going on. The car didn't pass the NCT.
Did not.
That's nothing to do with the podcast. But no, it didn't pass. But I just went to go and get the list of what was wrong with it. Some small things.
Mm.
Oil level and whatever. I was like, oh, grand. So I'll go down to the garage during the week. Anyway, when I went to the pharmacy to get Joe's antibiotic, they were like, I don't know what is going on in pharmacies, right? Because I rang the GP and said, oh, cough's still not gone or whatever. She goes, oh, yeah, no, we'll do the antibiotic now. And I was like, grand. And she's like, she's lovely. And, oh,
she
whatever.
Is lovely. They're like the nurse there, is it?
No, the GP.
Oh, the new GP. Oh, the female GP as well.
Yeah, she's nice. Yeah.
Oh, because she was training. I think she's.
There's a lot of. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's lovely. Yeah.
There's good energy there at the moment, anyway. So she's really nice. And she's like, yeah, we'll pop that down to the pharmacy or whatever. I was like, great. I sat here. I gave it like, I don't know, 20 minutes. And I walked down. I was like, that's grand time. Went
that's
down.
That's not enough time,
Emma. No. It could be you 10, 15 sausage. Minutes. What is going on? Have you downloaded the app? Yes, I've downloaded the app. When did you order it? I ordered it today. We can have it for you tomorrow morning. It's my pill. Like, guys.
Gee, today or?
I'm just about to upend the place. I'm just like, I can see it in the little basket thing. It's just there. Just give me the year supply. Let's just be done with this. Anyway, they didn't have it ready. So... what am I going to do? Because I walked down. So I was like, I'll just have a little bop around. And I got loads of La Roche-Posay stuff. But I needed it because I actually don't have a moisturiser.
So you spent like 100 euro?
Well, I did spend 100 euro, yeah. Because I got Joe his thing. I got Cal Paul 6 Plus because we'd run out of that as well. And yeah. But I got a nice...
what Cal Paul flavour?
The 6 Plus is not as nice... as the younger one.
Orange one's shit.
No, but it's a little bit...
orange one's shit.
It's not as crappy now. Obviously, the baby one is...
the strawberry primo. One's nice.
Yeah, yeah, primo. Oh, you should see Joe's antibiotic that he got. It's like a luminous yellow colour.
Do drugs, guys.
It's lemon and it's kind of like... it's really nice, but I remember having it when I was a kid. So I just got like memory, like...
you're going to drink the whole bottle now.
In my face, I was just like, oh, like the box is different, but the bottle and whatever, I was just like, oh my God. I was like, I must show that to Margie when she's home because I was like, this is like core memory unlocked here. Anyway, I feel like it's back on track now.
Yeah.
The builders will be gone soon. Like it is great, but it's just like, that's why I kind of... if you're getting something done in the house, I kind of have to like work myself up to it. And there's boxes all over the fucking place. And I didn't know where, I think I lost my GHD there for a few days. And
yeah, you thought I stole it.
Well, you have done that before. You've borrowed it and it hasn't come back.
Yeah, but I keep it in the room usually.
Anyway, are we up to speed now and everything?
I think so. I think you're up to speed with everything that's been going on now.
So you wanted this week, you wanted to ask me questions. So I don't know what these questions are or anything.
Because one of the weeks you asked me questions.
Oh, yeah.
And it made me feel quite vulnerable.
Made
me feel quite vulnerable and like you were...
in a good way or bad way?
No, like you kind of had like a light shining on my head. So I thought I'd do the same for you.
Okay.
No, they're all pretty nice videos. Videos? What?
Videos? They're all pretty nice videos.
Okay. I'm telling you, I'm on a podcast in a bit.
Yeah.
Videos, questions, same thing. So I got these. I didn't make up these up myself.
Come here, will you do that big snuff again where you snuff all your snots back into your nose?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, Shane, edit that out.
You know Shane's not editing.
Shane's going to edit that out for me. He's not. Thanks, Shaney, baby.
Hey, Shane. Oh, Shane was in the bed last night.
The couch.
No, this isn't bad. In the couch. And he's just like, what's that? It's like a Cocoa Pop. So every time, because it's like the room where the boys like hang out. We're just like constantly, you know what I mean? Our bed is a playmat, basically.
Lovely.
And not in a good way. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so this is 38 interesting questions to ask your mom.
Okay. You're not going to ask them all, are you?
Right now. No, obviously not.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the background?
No.
A year and a half ago, my mom and my sister and I met up for dinner at a cozy Italian restaurant in New York City with two of my aunts and my aunt's longtime best friend over a couple of glasses of wine.
Please. This is like when you look up a recipe and it's like one day.
I learned a couple of things about my mom that night.
Shut up. She doesn't even have a mother. She's just like a robot who generates articles. He wants to learn about their mom. Gross. Go on.
I know. See, I like some of these questions. I'm curious. What's the most trouble you've ever gotten in?
The most trouble?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I've really gotten in
trouble.
In trouble, because I'm spontaneous, but I don't really like getting in trouble. Define trouble. Like, I've been stopped by the guards and stuff, but I've never been arrested.
That's trouble. What's your definition of trouble? Like, 5-year sentence in Mountjoy. Like, what's your...
I was never arrested. I've never spent a night in a cell.
That would be high on the scale of trouble. Oh, very high on the scale of trouble.
I've never been in trouble. I can't.
Okay, bring down trouble like a little
bit. In the context of the time, I think the worst one was when my mate, so we were kind of on this bit of a buzz of going on the hop from school.
Trouble.
We hadn't been caught yet.
Mean,
so we had the whole thing down. We knew what to do, whatever. It was all good. It was just Margie that kept getting away in the way of all these plans.
How dare she?
Anyway, this Egypt rings me because I had a thing where I wouldn't go too much.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Don't want to arouse suspicion, just because I knew if you went too much, they'd end up bringing your house and saying, "Where's your one?" So anyway, I was going into school this particular day and my friend rings me on the house phone. And she's like, "Hi, is Emma there?" Whatever.
We're on number one.
She rings up, but we didn't. I don't think we had mobiles. We certainly weren't making phone calls.
Mm.
I probably didn't have a mobile. She probably had some fucking shit mobile she'd gotten from my mom. Anyway, she rang the house phone, which your friends just rang the house phone. That wouldn't be like arouse suspicion. It probably would have aroused suspicion, the fact that I was getting a phone call first thing in the fucking morning. Anyway, and Margie, I'd say, I don't know, it doesn't really matter, but I'd say she probably stayed on the phone to have a listen because she was like, "What the fuck's this about, nosy bitch?" Anyway, and she says to me, "Oh, come on, are you coming on the hop today?" And I said, "No, I've been going too much." And she said, "Come on, I've got a German test. I haven't studied for it." And then Margie comes over the phone. She goes, "We'll call her table." She said, "Who's Isabel?" She said, "Isabel, she told you. She's not going on the hop." And I was just like, I was like, fuck. So I think at the time, in the context of my life, I was like, face, body,
well,
in full heat.
At least you said
no. Yeah, I know. But I did say I've been going too much.
Which isn't.
But she might have missed that bit. Maybe.
We need Margie on the podcast.
I don't think I wasn't going that much though. I was kind of doing it every other week, just like taking a little day for myself, you know?
Every other week.
Self-care. I was fucking practicing self-care before people were making a rake on journals and all that. But no, I'm not mad for getting into trouble.
Guys, you've never been to jail.
I've never been caught. I'd never rob something mad.
What have you robbed?
I'd never rob from a sole trader. Anyway, next question.
Don't want to incriminate you.
No.
What's something you always wanted to do but didn't? And why didn't you? Rob.
Rob,
from
yeah.
a non-sole
Something
trader.
I always wanted to do but didn't. And why?
You can say hashtag no regrets.
Yeah, no, I don't really have anything. Like, I don't feel like there's anything on that I have a bucket list.
Skydiving?
Of things that I haven't done. I think, like, maybe travel a bit more, but, like, it's a lot of effort. I think when I'm a bit older, I'll probably go on like cool trips and stuff. You know what I mean? But I don't have, I'm quite happy about how everything's worked out. There's little things that I want to do. There's nothing big. You know what I mean? I've no massive regrets. I'm sure there's stuff I'd love to do, but it's not something I can pine over or whatever.
It's a good one. Was there something your parents did when you were a kid that you swore you'd never do yourself? And let's see if you've done it.
Well, I know I've done it.
That's why I thought this question was good.
Probably I would say lose the rag about fucking nothing. And I know that I've done that, but I feel like I have tried to get better and improve and grow as a person and a parent.
Hashtag growth.
But no, like, I think the way I look at my own childhood is my parents were devoted to their kids and to their family. And yeah, not everything was perfect, but I know that they did their best. And, you know, I have a great relationship with them today and they're great support. So I hope that I've done the same. But I think I come from a family where family is very important. And I feel like that's how I feel about my family. But you do obviously see things that you do that you're just like, oh, for fuck's sake. There's loads. I can see bits from both of them that I do that aren't even to do with parenting.
Well, of course.
That are just to do with, like, when I start telling the story that I've clearly told before, I'm like, ooh, here comes Margie raising her ugly head. You know what I mean? Or like when I'm going around going, do you know what I mean? I can just like, oh my God, that's my dad. But I didn't know I was so like my dad until my brothers pointed it out to me. I think it was one time we were at some mass and me and James were standing outside the church. Smoking. Just chatting and having a smoke. And Simon and Stephen came outside and they're like, oh, there's Jimmy and Jimmy Jr. And I was like, what? They're like, you're the same. Like, you're the exact same. I was like, what? Really? I was like, this is weird. But yeah, in fairness to them, like,
they did the best at what they were given. Being you.
Well, that sounds a bit grim, doesn't it?
Being you, that was the joke.
Being me, yeah. I know, there's lots of things, but yeah, you do cringe at yourself sometimes. I'd say now, like, that all, I think when kids are younger, you can get more like, it's more physically demanding. So your cognitive abilities,
kind of on fight or flight a bit.
Yeah, you can be at a low, like, you know, if you have a little kid who hasn't been sleeping properly, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, there's loads of stuff. Just, yeah, hashtag growth.
How many serious relationships were you in before you settled down? In brackets, if you did.
If I did settle down?
Yeah.
No, what were they I'm like? Still single.
Do you want to have a sit to me before the podcast started? She
goes, well, shame.
She goes, wait, no, let me say this.
What?
She goes,
what did I say?
Because I tell her, I told Emma to divorce Shane because I can't remember what I did. It was a joke. And Emma goes, oh, I'd have to marry him first. And then she goes, real serious tone.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you know, if I was to marry Shane, you'd have to not come.
It was a joke.
Imagine saying that to your own daughter.
It was just the timing of it. I couldn't resist it. It was a pure joke because you'd have to come and be our witness. No questions asked.
Unbelievable.
You'd have to take a day off for that one. None. Because Shane is my serious relationship. But I was always a bit sketch about relationships.
Sketch?
I was a bit sketch about them. Like, I had this weird thing of, like, when friends were going out with fellas. So I'd have, like, you know, boyfriends. a couple might have made it to the house, but like not introduced to the parents, mm. like would have like called at the door mm. with maybe other friends kind of as buffers or whatever. But I always had this kind of thing in my head. I was like, well, I'm not going to end up with this fella. Mm. So what's the point? But then I met Shane when I was in my early 20s. Mm. So if I hadn't have worked out with him, I would have had other serious relationships.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it was just all the timing, I think. But he had other relationships before me, but I'd say if he looked back at them now, like, would he call them serious? I don't know.
I think he would.
Don't bring up this fucking skanks. No, but like,
I think him and Amy and Elizabeth and Saoirse and Susan were pretty serious, Emma.
We were about the first people each other lived with.
That you know of.
Well, like, he was in his early 20s as well. And he was like, that you know living in Rathfarnham and then moved to Tallaght. So like, you know, fairly small circles here. But no, I'd be very caught. Or like, I always loved a little bit of a flirt and a kissy kissy and all of that.
Kissy kissy?
A little kissy kissy on the dance floor. But I was always very protective of my heart, shall we say. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's really dark.
What's really dark?
What do I need to know about our family's medical history that could affect my health or life? Question number 23 is a bit dark. Don't answer that.
Depression?
No. What's your favourite photo of yourself? Or of our family? This will be the podcast art today.
Podcast art? Yeah, well, I do love that picture.
No, not podcast art. Like the picture that comes up with the episode.
Oh, God. Well, don't ask me now.
That's what it will be today.
I wouldn't know where it is. Favourite pictures? I think I do love the one of you out in Margie and James's back garden with the hat on and the tracksuit bottoms and the skirt and the whatever, because it just really captures you at a moment.
It like, shows bad fashion choices.
Well, it's a very simple photograph, but it really captures exactly what you were like at that time. I do like the picture of me holding you at your christening, because I remember so much about that.
Mm.
And I mean, I look pretty, pretty, so thank you. and you see, it's funny because I wouldn't have felt, not that I felt ugly, but I wouldn't have felt particularly pretty at the time. So it's kind of that funny thing of people tell you like, oh, when you look back on pictures, you'll appreciate how lovely you looked. And it is very true. Mm. Like when you look back at pictures of yourself, you just go, yeah, look at me there. And then I have one of the two boys on the couch in the old house. And for whatever, I think it's the summer and they're both, they're both in the nip, but they have this farmer, you know, like one of these farmer mats, and they have that over themselves as blankets, and they're wearing like, you know, James's hat. Mm. They're both like wearing these mad hats. They're just like, I just went in and that's what they were doing.
Did these children have any supervision?
I think I'd gone to the toilet, I'd gone in and they'd whipped off their nappies and they were like, let's get a blankie. And I was like, oh my God. But yeah, loads of photographs, but sure, you know yourself, they're never the ones really that are like, you know, the planned photos. Because like even the photo of my graduation, you know this, when I graduated from college. And
people always say I'm the only one who looks good enough.
You are the only one that looks good in it. I mean, Margie's like 5 foot and she has these massive shovel hands that like, but like her hands aren't like that. And she just like looks like big, huge sausages on the end of her hand. I'm making it a Chandler Bing face. It's just all, I like, did they just go click next? I think they did. Like, Jesus Christ. And you were like, what, 4? So it wasn't like, you know, you're holding a baby and you're getting all distracted or whatever. It's like, just like fucking say look here and we'll all look there and smile. Mm. It was just like, it was one of these things like he queued up for, so it was fucking stupid. But anyway,
we should recreate it for my graduation photo.
I'm sure we'll look back at it one day and say, oh, fantastic. And you know what? I know it's going to sound cheesy, but I think you will agree with me. Some of the photos from Margie and James of their trip.
They're so cute.
Aren't they so nice? Because they rarely get photographs together.
They're so cute.
Yeah, so they look like they're having a great time and everything. And
whenever I really send a picture, I've been showing all my friends. I'm like, oh, I'm like a parent or something. I'm like, look, they're here now. Look at them on the camel. That's great.
But they're like enjoying themselves and enjoying each other's company and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Just showing people. I'm like, look, and there's that and that.
It's just all real wholesome, like just nice, isn't it? So, but actually, Margie has a great. You know, boxes or bags of photographs, all photographs, and like, oh, I could happily spend an afternoon looking at all of them.
Yeah.
And I look at my own photographs on my phone and enjoy that, you know what I mean?
Look through all your selfies.
No, but I don't really look at selfies like...
That was a joke.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, it's... I'm not really... Yeah. I'm not overly fussed about any of that, really, to be honest with you.
I think that's all my questions.
They were good questions. Yeah, I like those.
See, there was 38 of them and I picked, what, like 5 of them? Some of them were a bit strange. So.
I can imagine. Well, like, remember with your ones, yeah, I had to, like, just avoid a few. Well, it's good to be back, Ella.
Yeah, see you again next month, guys.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to finish up with?
Just as usual. Rate, review, subscribe.
It's pretty rate, important. Yeah. I'm on tour. Well, not yet. I'm on tour in 2023. Have a look at emmadorncomedian.com. Ella might come to some of the gigs. Well, she probably won't. She might come to one, would you?
If you pay me. No.
If you pay me.
Well, I was like, oh, can I get a ticket? And she's like, no. I'm like,
no, I'll give you a ticket for one of the other ones. How many do you want? 2? Or 4?
10.
10? Big crew, is it? Single Pringles taking the whole gang out now. Okay. Well, listen.
It's going to be a school tour.
Nice. Yes, yeah, school tour. Nice to be back. Hope you are well. And we'll chat
to you. What's been up with you?
Yeah, what's been up with you? How are you?
We're so selfish, aren't we, really?
I know, enough about
talk
us.
Talk about us how all the time.
But yeah, sure, we'll talk to you again. And we will be back.
Maybe next week.
No,
maybe the week after.
We're gonna do a solid till Christmas now.
Really?
Yes. Okay. At least.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Maybe subscribe.
Thanks for listening. Bye.